Hello, my name is Erica, and I'd like to confess something, and I will be very blunt about it. No bullshit. I've been cheating on my husband with a far superior man during my entire relationship with him. Yep, all through our marriage, our engagement, the years we dated, all of it. And to this day, I still am a complete and total submissive whore for that man behind my husband's back. Since this is my first confession, I'd like to take you back to the very beginning, the origin story of my affair, how I became his whore. It started many years ago on a very special night, a night of many firsts, a night that would change my life on multiple levels. I was at home. Still living with my parents, as was my brother. My folks were gone on vacation. Bro was at work, and I was alone in the house, chatting on the phone with a girlfriend about a date that I had that night. And it just so happened to be with the guy who I actually ended up marrying, and I'm still with to this day. That's when the doorbell rang. My date wasn't for another hour or so I wasn't sure who it would be. Turns out it was my brother's friend. I guess he didn't know my bro was going to be working for a couple more hours. For the purposes of this story, I'm going to call him Alpha. Beyond the fact that pure alpha male is exactly what this man is, it's also my pet name for him. And you will figure out why later in this story. Now, I've known Alpha for years. He's been close with my bro forever. He knows my whole family. I certainly considered him a friend, so come on in, of course. The thing with us is, over the years, as we matured, the relationship between him and I evolved, let's say. At this point, we were way past just having a buddy-buddy or brother-sister vibe. We'd be kind of teasing and flirty. I'd often change into more revealing clothes when I knew he'd be around. Sometimes he'd accidentally brush against my breast with some part of his body, or I'd pretend to scoot by him and sort of rub my ass against Alpha's crotch. There was this unspoken thing between us, a lot of sexual tension, a lot of sexual energy. I don't know if it was because we knew each other for so long, or he was my brother's friend, or whatever, but it was something I don't think either of us thought we'd act upon. We were hanging out in the kitchen, having a drink and talking, when I told him I had a date that night. I could tell that he was kind of jealous. Alpha was making fun of the guy, saying that I could do better, that I need a real man, this and that. And his usual suggestive banter really amped up that night. And I couldn't help but respond in kind. At one point, I had to catch myself because I was going so hard with the lip biting, the playing with my hair, the way I was looking at him, the things I was saying. Although the conversation was getting very sexualized, we still stayed at arm's length, so to speak. But he was working me up so much that I nearly forgot I had a date. Once that popped back in my head, I realized he would be here soon, so I went upstairs to change while Alpha chilled in the kitchen. I hadn't really decided what I was going to wear yet, so I had to dig through my closet looking for something nice. I didn't really know why I chose it at that moment, but when I saw it, I knew. I just knew this outfit was the one. I marched back down the stairs wearing this ultra short, super tight, super low cut crimson red dress, tall black knee-high hooker boots. Total slut wear. My ass was nearly hanging out. My tits were spilling over. No bra. Rock hard nipples poking through the fabric. God, I look like such a fucking whore. I came down the stairs and basically just presented myself to Alpha. He turned around in his chair and stared me up and down. I gave him a little twirl, bent over forward, and showed the ladies off a little bit. Cocked my tight round ass out, showed him all the best angles. That look on his face, wow. I'll never forget that look. It was so primal,
pure hunger, eyes sharpened and locked on his prey. His whole demeanor got so intense, fearsome almost. "So, how do I look?" I asked. Alpha stared me dead in the eyes and said, "Like a whore that needs to get fucked." Whoa, was not expecting that. For a split second, I was floored. When we'd usually flirt, it'd be playful and light. This was something much, much different. Whatever line we had between us, Alpha had crossed it. That shock quickly was washed away as I processed his words, and instantly, my panties were soaking wet. I'd never been so turned on in my life. Wait, what did you say? I don't even know why I asked again. I guess I didn't know how else to respond. That's when Alpha stood up. And this man is a big, muscular, athletic guy as it is. But in that moment, as he slowly strode towards me, Alpha looked like he was 10 feet tall. As he closed in, he replied, practically growling, "I said, you look like a whore that needs to get fucked really, really hard." His eyes still fixed upon mine. Fuck! That was it. He had me. I wasn't just wetter or hornier than I'd ever been, but something happened to me. It was like he flipped a switch inside me I didn't even know was there. I didn't just want to have sex with this man, this alpha. This overwhelming feeling came over me. I wanted him. I needed him to fucking destroy me. And he knew it. He knew it before I did. My sex life up until this point had been pretty vanilla. It's not that I was a prude or anything, just not very adventurous. Well, to be honest, and I'm quite embarrassed to admit this, but I was kind of like the hot chick who's a dead fish in the bedroom. Not anymore. Not with him. I literally threw myself at Alpha, and we mashed our mouths together, kissing each other so hard, desperate hands all over each other, just pure, raging lust. Then he pulled back and grabbed me by the neck and held me at arm's length as I pushed towards him, frantically grasping at his crotch but unable to reach it. "Who did you put this dress on for?" Alpha snarled. I knew what he wanted to hear, and I was happy to say it. But at that moment, I realized how true it actually was. I put it on for you. I struggled to reply through the chokehold. "Not him, just for you," I continued.
"Why?"
"'Cause I want to get fucked," I answered as his group loosened.
"Why?"
"'Cause I need you to fuck me." My response was growing louder.
"What about your date?"
"I don't care. I don't fucking care. I need you to fuck me."
Alpha shoved me against the fridge and I screamed,
"Please fuck me. Show me what a real man is. Fuck the shit out of me." Right as I finished the sentence, Alpha reached under my dress and literally tore my panties off my body. Ripped them clean off in one smooth motion. God damn. He moved me by the neck and pushed me onto the little breakfast table. I couldn't get my dress and boots off fast enough. My legs naturally spread wide for him. When he dropped his pants, holy shit. I thought the last guy I had dated had a huge dick. But I'm telling you, Alpha's dick, Jesus Christ, Alpha's dick was like twice the size, easily. It was scary and imposing. It looked so fucking powerful. I didn't care how bad it was going to hurt. I didn't care if he split me in half with it. I needed it. Desperately. I was sitting there, wetter than I'd ever been, begging him to fuck me with his gigantic cock while he stripped off his clothes and threw them on the counter. He didn't tease me. He didn't ease it in. He didn't let me get used to his overwhelming size. Alpha tore into me and pounded away from the very first thrust. Oh God, it hurt. It hurt in the very best way possible.
His hands gripped my waist so fucking hard, pulling me towards him as he slammed into me again and again. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. He was so goddamn big. So goddamn hard and so goddamn strong. And I dropped back flat on the table as he hammered away, my tits jiggling as he reached down and... he reached down and he grabbed my neck again, choking me again, and with both hands this time very, very hard, my back arched up, my legs started quivering. I lunged down on Alpha's mammoth dick. Holy fuck, this was far and away the hardest orgasm of my life. And no man had ever come even remotely close to making me come on his cock, and certainly not like this. And he let go of my neck, and I was wailing like a fucking banshee. And then he wrapped his hands back around my neck again, and I was kind of hysterical at that point. So I'm not sure if he actually picked me up that way. I think he did. It felt like he did at least, but he lifted me off the table. My feet were tangling in the air, then bent me over and started pummeling me from behind. He pulled my hands back and grabbed my wrist with his left hand, clutched a fistful of my hair with his right, using them like handles to violently jerk my body into him. And I couldn't believe what Alpha was doing to me. And I couldn't believe how good it felt. He was so forceful, so rough. He was completely dominating me, and it was the greatest experience of my life. Nobody had treated me this way, and I just kept coming so goddamn hard as he attacked my pussy with his monster cock. Oh God, oh God. Alpha fucking the shit out of me right before I went on my first date with my future husband. He was using my wrists and hair as handles while he stood there power fucking me from behind. He was slamming me into the wall and the chairs, just fucking ragdolling me around the room. The pain, the pleasure, the way he took complete ownership of my body. His enormous cock stretching me out, hitting every part of my cunt so damn rough. Oh God, he was fucking me way harder, faster, and deeper than I'd ever thought was possible. There was this ultra intense feeling building up inside me. It kept getting stronger and stronger as Alpha drilled me mercilessly. I was nearly in tears when I blurted out to him, "What the hell are you doing to me? What the hell is happening?" A few seconds later, Alpha made me do something I wasn't sure was real at the time, and I certainly didn't know I was capable of it. I squirted. Not just a little bit. Full-on, sustained, explosive squirt. Like crazy porno squirting. Jesus fucking Christ, what kind of cock magician is this guy? Alpha let go of me, and I collapsed to the floor, spasming and convulsing in a puddle of my own juices, splashing around with absolutely no control of myself. Oh God, I must have looked totally fucking insane. I still laugh about it to this day. Alpha stood over me and said, "I'm not done with you yet, you fucking whore." I didn't know what was gonna happen, but he could have said and done anything to me at that point. This man had me. He owned me. Alpha grabbed me and lifted back up and began attacking my pussy from behind like he did before. Except this time, he grabbed me just under my chin and cranked my head backwards so far that I was looking up at him. I was throwing myself back into him as hard as I could. The impact of his hips slamming into me rippled through my whole body. Oh, unbelievable pleasure. Fuck, I was just screaming so loud. I'm surprised nobody called the cops. Then, as I stared up into his eyes and saw that almost angry look on his face, feeling him ruthlessly beating my pussy up, I growled through clenched teeth. You're so alpha. You're so fucking alpha. You're so fucking alpha. He somehow started fucking me even harder, and I couldn't help but yell louder and louder. You're so fucking alpha. You're so fucking alpha. You're so fucking alpha. You're the supreme alpha male. I know it's kind of a ridiculous thing to blurt out, but it just kind of came out of me. He was, and still is, who I truly consider the supreme alpha male, and I was clearly compelled to make sure he knew. I guess when you're getting your brains fucked out like I did, you don't really have much control over what you're saying. The filter's gone. And now you know why I call him alpha. It was out of character for me to be verbal and talk dirty and be self-degrading, but the floodgates were open. I'm your whore, you alpha. I would shriek at him. You fucking own this nasty bitch now. Destroy me and break me in half. Beat my pussy up. Make it hurt. All kinds of filth was coming out of my mouth, continuously escalating during every cycle of hard squirting and wildly intense fucking. By this time, he had me flat on my stomach, right at the front of the house, mounting me, still reeling me, throwing all his weight into every violent stroke, his mammoth cock tearing me apart, feeling him deep in my guts. Main door open, just the glass door between us and the rest of the world. Your date's coming any minute. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Just don't stop fucking me. It's fucking nuts. When he got up to change positions, I flipped over onto my knees, furiously rubbing my cunt. Oh, he made me so rabid. He made me so crazy. He turned me into such a fucking sick, depraved lunatic that I looked up at him as he towered above me and started shouting, "Rape me, please fucking rape me," over and over. Then he slapped me hard, then a backhand to the other side of my face. "Rape me, please." Another smack. "Fucking rape me. I need you to rape me." Over and over again. How the hell did it get to this? Shortly, earlier that night, he was just my brother's hot friend who I'd flirt with, and I was just some pretty girl who was a dull, boring lay. Then suddenly, I was getting roughed up, choked, slapped, talking crazy shit, squirting all over the place, and now I was desperately pleading to get raped by him. What the fuck had this man done to me? It was pure insanity. I don't know exactly what it is with Alpha, but he reduces me to my rawest, most uninhibited form and unlocks my deepest, darkest desires. Things only he can pull out of me. Begging him to rape me was just natural, instinctual. God, I love that word. Rape. And when he makes me beg for it like that, it's such an incredible display of dominance, of the power this man has over me. He's not even a man, he's a fucking god. Oh, I wish he was here. I wish he was fucking raping me so damn bad right now. God, I just want to get raped by him. Fuck my husband, I don't even care about him. I just want Alpha.
Alpha lifted me up off the floor, arms under my legs, my hands clasped around his neck, battering the hell out of my cervix. And his strength and power as he just manhandled me in the air, the length and girth of his cock, the speed and impact and depth of his angry thrusts. Fuck! Right at my front door, right before my date with my future husband. It wasn't long before Alpha forced the last, impossibly hard, squirting orgasm out of me. And he dropped me to my knees where I did yet another thing that was out of character for me. I looked up at Alpha and begged him to come in my mouth. I'd always been a cum dodger. I never let any guy come in my mouth. Never even on my face, but there I was, desperate to swallow every last drop of jizz in his balls. As Alpha quickly ran his hand up and down his mighty, gigantic shaft, I told him just that, that no one ever came in my mouth, that he would be the first because he owns me. I didn't flinch. I didn't break my gaze. I just sat there, leaning forward on my hand, staring into his eyes, mouth as wide as I could force it open, while Alpha fired rope after rope after rope of thick, hot cum right onto my tongue. Ah! He came so damn hard, and there was so much. God damn. My entire mouth was full, and the taste, I've never known anything could be so delicious, and I took time to savor it before finally taking it all down the hatch. It took me a little time to break out of the haze, but once I came to my senses, I looked around, I checked myself out, and started laughing. My dress was ruined. I was soaked in sweat and squirt, as was Alpha. Almost the whole floor from the kitchen to our little foyer was covered in my juices. And my date, my future husband, is supposed to be picking me up at any moment. Alpha told me to go change and get myself together, and he'll clean up. What a guy. When I came back down, there was Alpha, standing at the front door, talking with my date, right after he just fucking obliterated my pussy. Right where he just obliterated my pussy. Then, on our way out, Alpha kind of noogies the guy and tells him to take good care of his girl. What a guy indeed. I honestly don't remember much about the first date I had with my husband, other than we went bowling. I had a stomach full of Alpha sperm, and I was really, really, really sore all over. I mean, I just took a beating inside and out, but I felt fucking incredible. I was still stuck in the lingering ecstasy of the hardest, roughest, greatest fuck of my life. It's really all I could think about that night. The night I'll never forget. The night that changed everything. Well, thanks for listening. See you next time.